Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I got gone. Goody, goody, I got gold.
Give a little shout out today to our friend Marty and his son driving to Arizona for college today. Maverick's entering his junior year at Ottawa in Surprise, Arizona. So he's going down there. Marty's been a big listener of the show for years. Thanks to him, we saved the Chiefs back in 2012.
Big old Marty Supreme out there.
Have fun in college, Maverick. Junior year, bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool,
yeah,
right?
That's really fun.
His daughter Marley going to start her senior year next week. And so, man, like Marty's one of those guys that I've known for a long time. And when you meet people, you're like, you know, oh, they got young kids. And then all of a sudden their kids are growing up. They're adults. And, man, we've experienced a lot in the 17 years plus doing this. So many kids growing up and going to college and lives changing and seeing so much happen. It's been awesome. And so, Maverick, go knock them dead out there. Surprise, Arizona. Have a good year of school. I think he plays ball out there as well, so have some fun doing that.
Yeah, and another, I'll go mm-hmm. back-to-back shout-outs. I was at the Fuel House yesterday with one of my friends, Ann Frazier, part of the Frazier team. Real estate, they do great, great work. But I met this guy, Dan Puma D, and this is his song. He's part of his band, The Brown Town, after John Brown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. They toured way back when with the Counting Crows and stuff, but he's back making music, and he was really cool.
Cool.
It
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a good little groove.
I mean, I definitely dig this funk.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed me a couple things. He's talented. It was awesome.
Makes me want to
cool
go to
place.
The damn Green Lady Lounge and get a sidecar, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he touring anymore or not?
He just got a record label, and so we'll see if touring's in the future. But, yeah, he's back on the horse, man.
Nice. It's funny you mentioned Counting Crows because their lead singer, like, just had a 65th birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Time flies.
It just disappears.
Mm-hmm. To pay off your tease, Mac, I'm taking the deal.
Taking the deal.
Yep.
All right.
Taking the one.
Yep.
You and me both.
Because 4 titles, 6 appearances. I don't know if there's a quarterback in the next decade that sniffs that.
I don't think there is.
I don't think Darnold's winning 3 more. I don't think Drake May's winning 4. I don't think Burrow or Allen are winning 2, let alone maybe one. I don't think Lamar's doing it. And then what do I have behind him?
But you got
Caleb.
Manning.
I've got Caleb. Arch, Jalen. And I just don't, I think I'm done trying to think he's ever going to catch Brady. One, that's unfair to my psyche. Two.
Yeah, because you're living in that world of he's catching Brady.
It's never
you're
enough.
Missing. Yeah, it's never. You can't do that to
yourself.
Well,
he's got 4 now. He still needs 3 more.
That's kind of why I'm taking that as well, because eventually I just want to enjoy this. I don't want to have pressure every year. Oh, he's got to be Brady. He's got to be, if he does, he does. Like if they win the Super Bowl this year, then it's back to the conversations of, okay, maybe he will pass Brady. But I think I'm more with Dusty right now where we're like, let's just enjoy this. If we get one more Super Bowl out of all of this, great. Then we had four.
Somebody asked a question from the 417. Dusty, would you take one Royals World Series guarantee in Bobby Witt's career? Yes.
Hell of course.
Yes. Absolutely. Because I've only seen one. I've only been alive for one. So I assume I get one more, and it's Bobby Witt Jr. and company.
Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Like, especially with this organization right now, too. Like, if you're asking the Yankees or the Dodgers, you're like, oh, no, I'm not signing up for one. Maybe next lifetime when the script changes of baseball, I don't know. But, like, as we currently sit, like, if you're a Dodger fan, you're like, no, I'm not taking just one. I want to continue to see, you know, how this thing is going. But when you're the Royals and collectively the worst record in baseball since 1986 other than the Florida Marlins, yeah, you would definitely 100% take that. And I understand where Mac is on that with Patrick Mahomes, but I'm to the point now where, like, if we can get one more, he is unequivocally the second greatest of all time. And he may never be Patrick, or he may never be Tom Brady, but you get to one more and win one more, you're unequivocally the second greatest of all time. There's no debate.
This audio is from 20 years ago.
The law. Funny last name because he's not part of Congress, so he didn't make any laws. We got Mrs. Surtain. No, take the S off. Curtain, because I'm going to close the curtains. Other than that, man, I look forward to going against both of them.
So that was Ocho Cinco talking about Ty Law and Patrick Surtain in 2006. Later on that game, he'd have two catches for 14 yards.
Ooh. 2006. Mm-hmm. That was the year that Trent got knocked out by the Bengals, wasn't it?
Possibly.
I think that was the opener that year where he got that concussion, right, and was knocked out. Was that 06? I think it was.
I mean, 06, they definitely had Law and Surtain because that was my senior year.
Yeah, they definitely. No, I know those guys were on there, but I think that was the year where he got knocked out by the Bengals.
Yep, it was.
So that was leading up to that game right there. You got Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, that's when it started going down for Trent. Then he went and played for the Dolphins, and he tried to take that guy's knee out for the Texans. You remember that play?
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy for the Texans like stands up, was like, "F you, dude.
Yeah,
like, you're trying to take my kneecap out." And Trent's just like,
"Yeah, he was not."
I was
good.
Like, "Oh no." That's like watching those like UFC fighters when I was like in my teens. And then like, oh, Chuck Liddell's still, oh no, Chuck.
Yikes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chuck, I remember interviewing Chuck Liddell once in person and it was bad.
And his response? Like what?
I thought he was dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Like he just wasn't there. Like, yeesh. Hello.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Fly.
Yeah. Hello. Let's go.
Somebody does bring up a good point. I think this is interesting. Is there one quarterback you hope never wins the Super Bowl?
Josh Allen.
Really?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I'll go Joe Burrow.
Those two. I just want it because I want bragging rights.
Yeah.
That's all it is for me. It's nothing against them.
I would hate it if Rodgers got one more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Yeah,
we'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
I think that's
story, though.
It would be a
great story.
Be full circle.
Yeah, me too.
It would be a cool story.
Man, I don't know if there's one in the league that I would hate necessarily. I don't know if that's the word. I don't know the answer to that question because I'd really like Sam Darnold won one. I would. Okay, I'll give you this. I'd have been really upset if Drake May won last year because I'd have been like, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the Patriots train. Here's the new Brady.
Oh, that's still happening if they win it this year or whenever, if they ever win it.
He'll never get back.
Whew. I don't hate that take at all. I really don't hate that take. I mean, that's, you know, somebody probably, if they had sports radio back and they said that about Dan Marino, right? Oh, he'll never get back. And they were right.
Yeah.
Dan Marino never got back.
And Dan Marino was.
Oh, it's Drake May. Dan Marino's Dan Marino. Drake May ain't in the same category as Dan Marino. And so to Dusty's point, like if Marino only made it that one time and never made it back, I'm kind of with you, Dusty.
It's not about being in the same category, though. It is a team sport.
Yeah.
You're talking about Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts. They've had multiple chances. They aren't even in the same book, atmosphere, whatever you want to say as those guys, right? So it's not necessarily about that. Drake May's a part of a really good organization.
I don't know where that organization is going right now, too, with all the off-the-field stuff.
We haven't heard anything
Not heard much lately.
I think it's done. I was with you 2 months ago, but I think it's done.
We'll see. I mean, the games still need to be played, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we still need to go out there and play the games. We still need to deal with a team that's being the hunted. You know, last year they kind of were the new up-and-coming, nobody really thought they were going to be that good. Obviously, new coach, new quarterback, all that kind of stuff. And they kind of caught the world by storm. And now everybody's going to know that the New England Patriots are a good team. So they'll get different types of looks and games that they received this season. So, yeah, I'm more with Dusty than I am that they'll be back on this one. I think the New England Patriots are that perfect team that hit it and then they literally quit it.
You say team sport. Yes. I want to see what that team looks like against other good teams this year.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I think is fair, and maybe a little bit unfair. You play who you play. I get that. They took care of business. I want to see what they look like against the teams that have been here already and have proven that they are good teams.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they beat Buffalo once last year, and Buffalo beat them once. So there's 500, right?
Both were really close games.
Yeah, they were good games last year.
No, for sure. But I would like to see what they do, you know.
No doubt.
After the schedule is not as powder puffed as it was
no
last
doubt.
Year.
It's early, but Drake May is that dude. May is that dude.
He just, you know, sometimes you got to make some bold takes out here.
No, I love it. No, I love it. That's what we're doing. I love it.
I don't see it. What everybody else sees, I don't see it yet. I've seen flashes of Drake May to where I'm like, okay. But I haven't seen enough.
Yeah, maybe like, that's a better way.
Yeah, yeah. No, you haven't seen enough and out like, of Drake May. No.
One season, yeah.
And I know that you can't compare athletes. And like I saw Mahomes play three games as a starter. And I was like, dude.
You didn't need to see any more.
Yeah,
he's very rare.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not comparing athletes. Yeah. But like that was a situation or an anomaly of like, I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like throws four touchdowns against the Chargers, then throws six against the Steelers, and then does some sort of magic bullcrap to the end zone to Conley against San Francisco, and I watch reactions from people that have watched football for 25 to 30 years and write about it and you know, roll on it. And I'm like, okay, if that 60-year-old man that's been doing Fox News since I've been here in Kansas City on Fox 4 is jumping out of his seat, something's not right.
Yeah, Matt, it's exactly right. I mean, there are certain guys that are just like that, right? And there's... they're evident. You can tell right away that guy has it. And you can sort of tell right away if somebody doesn't.
Which is why I'm not taking the one. Which is why I'm not taking the one.
Which is fair.
It's fine.
Totally fair.
It's absolutely fine. You know, it's absolutely
totally
fine.
Fair.
But he's now in his 30s, too. And, you know, he's going to have a new coach eventually.
30s,
You know, he's going to have a new coach.
Yeah.
He's going to have a new coach.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
And that's going to be the interesting part. He's going to have a new coach.
But by then, right? By then, Mahomes, if not already, won't need a coach, right? Yeah. Like when Tony Dungy left Indianapolis, it was like, yeah, it's Peyton. I don't know, Caldwell, you can do whatever you want. Just talk to these guys. But Peyton's doing everything else. And at that point, when Andy does leave, it's going to be the whole like, all right.
But that wasn't Peyton's offensive confidant like Andy is with Patrick, though. I mean, you know, when Belichick and Brady, that was defense, that was offense. You know, the same thing with whoever you just mentioned there with Manning. That was the defensive guy that he had. This is his confidant in his play caller and his guy, and they share that brain. I think it's going to be fascinating to see what this team looks like with Patrick Mahomes and a different head coach. I don't want to see that, and I think we probably got, what, two or three more years of the band being together. Yeah, but after that, man, it's going to be interesting to see how a new head coach changes things. And if you don't hire the right head coach, you don't want to hire a guy who's going to come in and try to be
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less.
Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Patrick Mahomes is boss.
What's more bleak, the Royals' bullpen or the edge rushers for the Kansas City Chiefs? Well, we'll discuss it next because some information came out yesterday that we didn't like to see here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Saquon Thornton, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.